What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Show hour number two, and we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252. But we are adding a new rule to that. We don't have a lot of rules, but we have a few of them. And the one we're adding today is callers are not allowed to criticize other callers. And one of our listeners actually very generously sent me this little bell. And if you start criticizing another caller, I'm just going to ding you. And hopefully you will get the message there that you're not supposed to do that. We intend to be polite. Everybody has a right to their opinion. That's the whole idea behind the First Amendment. And I will let callers make comments that I may not agree with, but they do have a right to put those opinions out there. And you are free to call on in and challenge those opinions, but not to personally insult the other callers. Okay. And if you engage in that kind of behavior, we are definitely going to drop you. So let's start with Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Haven't talked to you in a while, but listen, this whole thing is really starting to feel like a major police state. It's been a year now. You can't go anyplace. I love traveling to Italy and Spain, and you know, you can't go anyplace. And I'm curious, why are people still supporting the military and the police? The police and the military both helped the globalists and Biden cheat in the election and protected them all. Yet all these people, even people that call on your show, and of course I'm not going to name anybody because I don't even know who they are, but I've heard them. It's almost like it's ingrained in them to support the police and support the military. I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps, and I don't support the military at all. I don't support them at all. We don't need the military. When Russia conquered or tried to conquer Afghanistan, they realize there's no way you can win these wars of occupation. So there's nobody stupid enough to try and occupy the United States. We don't need the military like we do now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yet all these people blindly support the military, and they helped Biden steal. They helped Obama and the globalists and Biden steal that election.
I don't know that many of the military were involved in that fraud. I know certainly the corporate media was, the electronic voting machines were, and a bunch of corrupt state officials. But I'm not aware that the military played any kind of a significant role in the election fraud.
Well, sure they did. They put chicken wire and protecting them right now. And they have the military intelligence who probably knows more than any intelligence network, the CIA, the DIA, any of them. So they know that those votes were switched and everything, and yet it's not so much the privates and the PFCs and the staff sergeants. I'm talking about the military leadership. They're complicit in this thing, Mike. It's ridiculous. And the cops, too. Look, the cops are protecting Antifa. I mean,
we definitely saw that, yes. Well, I mean, we saw cops escorting the protesters into the Capitol building on the 6th.
Of course. Well, so why do people keep supporting them? Mike?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think I think even all these people that talk about being red-pilled, they're not red-pilled. They're all brainwashed. They came out of the womb, their mother and their grandfather before them, have told them to support the police. But they don't even know why they're supporting the police. The police suck. They're oppressive as hell. And like I said, all you have to do is watch. They protected they were in with Antifa. They've been alone. And even in Portland, they protect them. I used to live there. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And they make the Trump supporters out to be bad guys. I mean, I don't support the police at all. I hope they get clipped. And I don't support the military leadership at all. I think it's all corrupt. It's all corrupt, Mike. It's not just the politicians are all corrupt. I don't know. I pray to God every night that something will change and happen. But, man, Mike, this is the worst.
Yeah, it does seem like God is on the other side in this one.
It doesn't seem like to me like God's helping us out at all. It just seems to me like I don't know what's gonna take. But I've never seen it in 53 years, and I know you're older than me. I've never seen it anywhere near this bad, Mike.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah,
it's a very dark time for our country.
You mentioned that vaccine. I mean, God, man. You are right. There's something in that vaccine. They're putting a lot of pressure on. I get notices and email from the VA almost every day about coming down to take that vaccine. I will never take it. Even if I can never travel again to Italy or Spain, or I'm never going to take that vaccine. They can stick that vaccine where the sun don't shine.
Okay, well, I certainly agree with you on that one. I'm not going to take that mRNA vaccine. I'm waiting for the Johnson & Johnson one to come out, and even then I may say no. I'd be much happier if Russia's Sputnik V vaccine was available in this country, but of course it's not. Anyway, Steve, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
It's good to hear you, man. It's been a couple of weeks, man. The callers is acting kind of nutty, right?
Yeah, I may change the format of the show to try and rein things in a little bit.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, just something to respond to the last caller. He made a good point about the cops that were involved with Antifa and all that. But you got to go a little step further. The cops and the feds were involved with the Proud Boys as well and the Oath Keepers. Everybody there on each side, it was a Fed operation from top to bottom. You know, they were all Fed informants, so you can't just pick a side, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I wanted to call in about Bill Gates. Remember, a little while back, I don't know if you covered it, Bill Gates is out there talking about how he's going to spray the sky to dim the sun.
Yeah, I remember he was talking about that.
The stratospheric aerosol injection, right? The chemtrails?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, basically, all this stuff that they've been calling everybody kooks for all these years, they're going to come out and admit it now and be like, well, it's good for the planet, right?
Well, anytime they come out with anything, you know, they're going to say it's good for the people, it's good for the planet, you know, it's good for the country as a whole. But it's just, you know, somebody else making more money off of people's gullibility.
Yeah, but for all those years, they were calling us crazy conspiracy theorists about, you know, the streaks in the sky, and now Bill Gates is out there, like, he's going to admit it, and they're going to tell you exactly that they've been doing it, you know, spraying aluminum, barium,
well,
salt,
Bill,
all that stuff.
Bill Gates
sky.
Doesn't call it chemtrails. You know, he's calling it something else. And, you know, obviously if he's talking about dimming the sun, those thin little trails, which I think are contrails rather than chemtrails, really wouldn't do it. He's talking about literally blanketing the entire atmosphere with reflective particles, which if you follow the whole Matrix franchise, you know, that's what the human race tried to do to stop the machines, which is when the machines turned them all into batteries.
Yeah, I mean, the Matrix and all that stuff, but the chemtrails was the crazy conspiracy theory that they try to label it to make everybody look crazy. The labels have been out there for years, the patents. It's called stratospheric aerosol injection. John Brennan talked about it at the CFR and in geoengineering. Global dimming. The chemtrails aspect was all a big scam. Like, they try to get people to trick, so you'd be like, oh, you're one of those crazy conspiracy kooks. You believe in chemtrails and blah, 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 and all that nonsense. So I just think it's funny because you're going to see, watch, coming up here soon, that they're going to start mainlining it. Just like all the other crazy kook conspiracy theories that came out through the years, then they bring it out and they normalize it on TV, and everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, okay, cool. So I just, you know, one of the add that to there. And then one other question before I let you go. I know you probably got a lot of callers and stuff. You're Jewish, right, Mike? Like you're Sephardic?
What? By ancestry, yes. Religiously, I'm not religious.
So you're Jewish by blood, not by religion?
Yeah, but from my father's line of the family, going back to Shanghai.
Oh, that's cool, because I remember you always talked about how your family was on, like, the, what do they call it, the Underground Railroad for the slavery and all that stuff? You know, and if you were
that
there...
That was on my mother's side. That was my mother's side of the family, yeah.
Because you know that it was all the Jews that ran the slave train and owned the ships, right, Mike?
Yeah, I know they owned the ships, and, you know, they basically bought the African slaves from other Africans, and, you know, that was the way that got going.
Yeah, they would close the auction houses down on the Sabbath day, Saturday, and all that stuff. You know, and Jews aren't white. You know that, right, Mike? Jews aren't
white. Well, they're certainly today saying they're not white because they don't want to get caught up in this anti-white hysteria that's sweeping the country.
Well, no, they claim that they're white when they want to push different agendas. But then at the end of the day, if you ask them, they're like, oh, I'm not white. When they want to talk about their privilege and all this stuff, they say, oh, I'm white. I have white privilege. But in reality, they're Jewish. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I was just saying, because you said earlier that you were white, and if you're saying that you're Jewish now, I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
You know, the Jewish part is a very, very tiny part. I mean, I haven't done the 23andMe DNA check,
well,
so I don't know what the percentage is. But, you know, my bloodlines include French, English, the Sephardic, and some Chinese as well. So I'm basically a mutt. Heinz 57 variety.
Yeah. That's cool. I appreciate it, Mike. All right, well, like I said, I'll let you go. And then, like I said, I figured I'd just come in and break down, because I'm not going to say anybody's names, but, you know, you made a good point the other day about talking about how, you know, immigration and stuff like that. Somebody keeps repeating, Chicago, crime rate in Chicago, crime rate in Chicago, crime rate in Chicago.
Yeah.
But you know who's all behind the immigration, the mass immigration, all that stuff.
Well, I noticed that the only country that doesn't have the open borders is Israel.
I know, right? And they're not going to allow that. But all right, I'll let you go. Okay. All right, Mike. I'll see you later. All right.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, Mike. You know, it's interesting, as smart as the Jews claim to be, that they're doing some kind of forced vaccination over there. I was kind of surprised by that, considering all these stories that look like it kills 33% of people in different nursing homes. There was a story LifeSite News had, and it didn't have all the figures, but it had, like, you know, 13 people killed out of 40. And
yeah, they've had a lot of adverse reactions over there, definitely.
Yeah, but...
Well, it's actually a good thing they're trying to withhold the vaccines from the Palestinians.
Right, absolutely. Unless it's some kind of a biological weapon that, you know, is keyed in on certain genetics, and maybe it doesn't hurt them, you know, who knows. But if you're looking at a change of the format, I was going to mention, you know, some of these people that call in and get so emotional, they ought to, you know, take a step back and realize that, you know, some of these liberals might be listening, and it just gives more conservative people kind of a bad name when people get too bent out of shape. You know, they could use it against us, so people might want to think about that and try to, you know, when they call in. And Layla was all worried about race mixing the other day. Well, if you guys are all worried about that, just tell your kids, you know, they'll be left out of the will if you're so concerned about that, rather than trying to push your views on everybody else. But the reason I called in is Michael Savage had a, I think last Thursday, you know, he's a PhD in some different kinds of, I guess, herbs and stuff, biology of some sort. Well, anyway, he was talking about marijuana and just all the side effects that people don't realize. It was kind of scary. I would urge everybody to go listen to all the side effects of marijuana and how, you know, we've been brainwashed just like everything else. We're being brainwashed for the, you know, into this marijuana acceptance.
The fact is that marijuana was demonized. And I'm old enough to remember, being shown Reefer Madness in school. But marijuana was being demonized primarily because anybody could grow it and use it and not have to pay taxes on it. And what they wanted was for people to get back to drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes, tobacco, which were controlled and taxed.
Well, he cited a lot of studies, and it's good to follow up there if you want to check out his podcast, because he cited a lot of studies. I mean, there was just a whole list of, memory and all sorts of things that it affected long term, and it was worse on the lungs than tobacco, just a whole litany of different issues, and it's being glossed over now because the governments are starting to tax it, and I thought that was kind of interesting. But, another thing I was going to mention is, Facebook, Twitter, all that, maybe it should be illegal for these, public officials to use these private social networks. Maybe the government should have to have their own. It just seems like, why should, government officials be supporting ads and such on Facebook and Twitter and all that, and then we're having all this issue with censorship of different different candidates.
Yeah, but even if politicians went onto their own network, you're still going to have the problem of Twitter and Facebook and Google censoring ordinary American citizens, and that is by far the larger problem.
Right. Yeah, it's really sad that we can't trust our politicians to hurry up and, pass a law to fix this. I mean, there was that old court case where a mining company, I guess, actually literally owned the town square, and the Supreme Court at the time ruled that, they could not kick people out from pamphleting and doing what they were doing because that was, that town square was kind of was provided for a public purpose. And that's kind of how these social media, so I don't know if they're ever going to win. People are challenging all this, but it's pretty sad that they, our politicians don't care. It's pretty obvious. So anyway, thanks a lot, Mike. Keep up the good work there.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we're going to switch over to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, hi, Mike. I haven't called ever, actually. I listen to your show all the time. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One is the thing with immigration, because you had a couple of callers there, including, what's her name, Laura, or whatever, from where she was, Canada, somewhere. And then
Layla in Canada.
Gentleman,
yes.
Layla, okay. Yeah, hi, Layla, if you're out there. Okay, and the guy, Tom, from down in Florida.
Right.
And the other gentleman saying, well, he says the same thing with the Chicago. No, not always, because, see, I've listened to whenever he calls. Actually, sometimes I listen to your show and your news, and then I would wait to see what Tom would respond to, because usually he'd talk about whatever you talk about within the news for that day. I have to say something. Being up here, I'm not in the New York area. I'm in Connecticut, right? But I have to say, both him and Layla, they are absolutely right. He is absolutely right. And by the way, that's amazing, Tom. If you hear me out there, I didn't know you push 325 pounds. That's good. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, he must be tall like me, like 6 foot something. That's great.
I've never met a man.
Oh, no, I know. I haven't met him either. Well, let's say, from what I know, okay, but I'm still a young guy. Oh, I sound like I'm much older. I probably sound like I'm older than you, but I'm not. I have to say, he is absolutely right. Layla is too. Yeah, absolutely right. Because I can go back with the old Bob Grant show, okay? Now, regardless of what Bob Grant would say about the sterilization thing and all that, and he was talking only about people on welfare, and I didn't necessarily agree with it. I thought it was stupid because it's all this crap and competitiveness that's putting people on, in and out of work, welfare, and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's too competitive and too much struggle in our employment market period. For 40 years, there should not have been, at least 30 years, okay? There should not have been. But that was back in 1990. I remember way, boy, you got a commercial.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Henry from Connecticut. We're talking about immigration. And, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on it. They look at it from different points of view. Some people are looking at it from the idea of miscegenation. I tend to look at it primarily from a point of view of the economic realities in this country right now, where we have so many legal American citizens unable to find work, and yet we're pouring in tens of thousands, millions even, of illegal immigrants who are going to be competing for the same jobs that American citizens should be getting.
Right, that you should not have. But I'll say this. I have a few points, but I'll say this. I can remember, and if Tom out there listening, you know, hello, Tom, he'll know what I'm talking about. Because he's probably older than me, maybe not. I can remember way back in 1990 on Bob Grant's show. I taped the show even. And I'm telling you, they never wanted that kind of immigration. And let me say this. It's not just the illegal. There is an agenda with the legal, because since, like with the guy, a guy who used to call up Bob Grant, his name is Neil, but I won't get into him. He was telling Bob, but that since 1965, and that Immigration Reform Act, only 20% can come from Central and Northern Europe and from Europe, period. 80% had to come from not just Latin America, but Jamaica, the third world. And I'm telling you, that's true. And it's not just, it is an economic thing, but my beef is also the cultural and the ethnic, because it's in the deliberate agenda. There is a book out there. See, I used to think some of that stuff is not hogwash, but maybe a little bit like far out there, right? And you would hear people like this one and that one, you know, even David Duke. I mean, I know what he was in that terrorist thing, but that was like many, many years ago. That was 35 years ago.
It was.
I'm talking about later on when he was like just ran for representative. He would say things. This one would say things. And there is an agenda, because there's a book called Tragedy and Hope by Quisley, and he's got that in there. And I was going to buy that book and read the whole thing. I had somebody else who told me about it, read it. And the thing is, the legal immigration, which is predominantly non-white European also. See, because the radio shows, I don't know about Rush Limbaugh, but all of them, even back then, I used to listen to a couple of them, not as much Rush, more Bob and the others. And I would watch TV, but I wasn't much into TV. And I'd read and other stuff. And they would, I remember back then, it was always, there was this agenda to have around all this crap around, you know, diversity, diversity, diversity. And you hear these, and they would put it in the radio. It's called auto-suggestion. It's an occult technique when you repeat something. They would have it in the radio that, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when we have people assimilating this country, right, culturally, and or in our schools or anything, just as long as they come here to work, 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 and, you know, they work for less or work more. Our job market, and these people, these politicians, especially the Democrats, but the Republicans too, we got to get that straight. And it's mostly the baby boomer generation pushing this. Our employment market industry, period, is not up for grabs for all this third world people come here, even legally, to work for less or work for cheap and whatever. That stuff is destroying. And the other thing is that, what's her name, the woman, Layla, she's made some point on some calls she've had. There is an agenda. I used to think it was kind of, you know, far out, but it isn't. There is a, I mean, she's right. There really is. There's some guy out there named Calgary or Calgary or something. There is an organization in the UN that gave a medal to Angela Merkel, and she's a real B. I can't stand her. A lot of ones in Germany can't stand her. And incidentally, I'm German myself, German, German. And she got a medal, or got not a medal, but an award, the Calgary or Calgary, whatever the guy's name is. He's dead, but there's an award in his name, like the Siskel Rhodes thing in Oxford, what a Rhodes Scholarship thing, similar to that, but it's not a scholarship. And Angela Merkel and the guy in France at that time, I think it was Sikorsky, got this award, and it dealt with multiculturalism, you know, trying to multiculturalize Germany. By the way, it's incidentally, she said herself, in German, and also Helmut Kohl did too, because I remember reading in the New Yorker Stadt Zeitung on the Herald, which was a German-American newspaper that had English and German in it, that multiculturalism in Germany is a failure. And it says even to this day, the Turks don't really want to be fully part of German society. That's going on right now. And that's the Turks. And I'm talking about the other Muslims.
You know,
the Turks
that was German. Predictable. That was predictable. I know that the globalists had this idea that they were going to flood the people from different countries into every other country. And we were all going to hold hands in a circle and sing Kumbaya. But if you
look it's not every country, because they're not doing it to Japan.
Okay, Henry, I got to put you on
hold
again.
Yeah, I'll go on another show.
All right, and I'll be right back. All right, thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Henry from Connecticut. We're talking about immigration. And I started to make the point that all of this turmoil that has resulted from the open borders was predictable. Now, the globalists, liberal idealists, again, it's another example of an idea that sounds really, really good, but was not thought all the way through. Because if you look back at the first great immigration into the United States of America, Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island and all of that, those people came to this country and there was economic opportunity, but they didn't really blend in with the American culture. They immediately segregated. You had Chinatown, you had Japantown, you had Little Italy, you had Greektown, and they basically formed their own little communities within the larger community. Now, it was more or less peaceful, not always, of course. But this idea that you were just going to throw all of these different mixed cultures together into one set of borders and have them getting along peacefully, that was never going to work. And, you know, unfortunately, the globalists are still pushing that idea. And it's one of the reasons why Biden has reopened our border to try and flood our country with people from, you know, all over the hemisphere in the hope that we're going to love them. Okay, hello? Hello? Henry, are you there? Henry? Henry dropped. Okay, all right. So we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quickly, Mike. Good day to you. I just want to say to Layla for being very gracious. Thank you for on your when you call back yesterday for being gracious. And I appreciate that for being gracious on she was very gracious about on her calling back.
Yes.
Her second call yesterday. So I thank her for that. And she, you know, she brought out her point, which she, I guess she was really wanting to say. So that was nice. Appreciate her graciousness. Now, as far as that guy Henry, I hope he calls in more. We need guys like him. We need Marco. I hope this guy Henry calls in all the time because he sounds like a really informative guy and knows what he needs to talk about. So thank you for calling in, Henry. Now, Mike, what I want to talk about, look, let's talk about UFOs and all that now, Mike, because I think that's a good, let's talk about coast to coast for a while. You know,
it's not exactly
Kingdom
of
Nine,
my
the Kingdom of Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Kingdom of Nine. But, yeah, Mike, I do think it's kind of fascinating that, you know, now things are coming out, and especially in the last 5 years about UFOs. And what I saw something very fascinating on Ancient Aliens with, who was the guy, Jesse, the guy that was in New Mexico when he found all the metal?
There was Jesse, Project Orion, yeah. I think was the name of it. And it was actually a high altitude balloon that carried sensors to detect the signature of Russian nuclear tests. And that's why when it crashed, the first thing they thought is, oh, we can't admit what we were doing. The Russians will get upset. So just say it's a flying saucer. And then, of course, that triggered a huge public interest. And they had to come on back and say, no, it wasn't a flying saucer. It was an ordinary weather balloon. And it just went from there. But as I pointed out yesterday, you will notice that every time the United States is working on a black project aircraft, Hollywood comes out with a lot of movies about flying saucers and space aliens in order that anybody who sees something they shouldn't see up in the sky will start running around in circles saying, I saw a UFO, I saw a flying saucer, the space aliens are coming, and nobody will really pay much attention to them. Now, I am absolutely convinced that there's intelligent life throughout the entire universe. I just really don't see a reason why they would want to bother with us. We don't have anything that they really need. And, you know, the costs of coming here are going to be immense. I think the first evidence we'll have of extraterrestrial civilizations will, in fact, be intercepting radio broadcasts or TV broadcasts as our radio telescopes get larger and larger. And I know that new fast scope they have over in China is actually going to be doing a little searching along those lines.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And I think if these aliens did land on Earth, I think they would be considered legal aliens because they may have been here before all of us. So maybe they're the real legal aliens to be here, you know?
No, if they land on Earth without permission, technically they're illegal aliens.
Well, according to the ancient alien theorists, Mike, they've been here thousands of years before we were here. They made us, mostly the genetics. I don't
know. Yeah, that's out of 2001. Anyway, seriously, Tom, let's talk about some of the events in the news today. I mean, you know, the election fraud, that's an important topic. Apparently, the House of Representatives has passed that bill granting added legal protections to the LGBTQ, BFD, LSMFT community. And they've become our new special protected group.
Yes. Well, you know, Mike, I just got to go back to something Paul said. Paul made an excellent call yesterday. I must say that. And I'm going to give Paul some accolades for what he said. Paul said something that all the listeners need to hear. I hope he calls in today, Paul, and accept what he said. Paul was mentioning yesterday in his call that every ethnic group is trying to better themselves, but it's not benefiting us to to worry about what other ethnic groups. When you're if you're in the white Northern European Caucasian class, you want to make your people better. And Paul was right how he worded it. I'm a little scattering brain here, I know, but Paul was right. We should be worrying about our agenda, our betterment of our country. Like, Michael, I'll give you an example. My grandfather fought in World War One. My great-great-grandfather my great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War. Great-grandfather. My grandfather, my dad's father, fought in World War One. My father's a Korean War. My uncle was in World War II, and I had two brothers in Vietnam. My point is this. The people who went to war for this country, the Northern European, Caucasian, whatever you want to, the white Nordics, whatever you want to call us, we should get the benefit of better health care, better job, the first creation of jobs. We should get those. Our people are the ones that fought these wars mainly. Not saying all they're all white, but 90% of the men who went to war for this country and all these foreign wars in the Civil War were white men, Mike, and we should be reaping the benefits, okay? If you want to go back into my genealogy or my family tree, my family's been here for 180-some years. Genealogy, yes. Thank you. Okay. My point is this, Mike. We should be getting the better benefits than before anybody. For anybody who comes to this country, Paul made the case right there yesterday. We need to worry about our own. Look, when you go into NASCAR, the team that's on the NASCAR team wants to win the race for their driver. They do everything and anything to get that guy over the finish line first. That's what how we got to look at this, Mike. It's about winning the race. The race in our civilization, our cultural identity, our getting over the finish line first. Look, we got to the moon before the Chinese because we had Northern Europeans and even guys that everybody thought were bad guys. There were a lot of them were, Germany.
We got to the moon, but the Russians were close behind us. And for a while, they were ahead of us in space. And, and you're right. There were a lot of Northern European white people involved in their space program. I mean, they got their share of the German rocket scientists. And name? Korolev was their version of Wernher von Braun. Unfortunately, he died when he was watching a launch from too close, and it blew up.
Well, Mike, I just got to say this about the Russians, though. The Russians are Caucasians. They're white. You want to pick a fight with your own people? The Russians in Russia are whiter than we are. I mean, come on. They're Caucasians. They come from the Ural Mountains. So why would we want to pick a bone with them? I mean, the Germans, the Nazis, the Russians, the main people in the Russian one caller made a great call today. They basically kicked the Bolsheviks out after 60 years of people in Russia got fed up with the Bolshevik communists, and they kicked them all out, and they took over their country back. It took a while, but they did. But, Caucasians.
It's going to take a while here as well. Okay? All right, Tom. Tom, we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of other callers waiting here, so thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go. We do have some phone calls. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. We still have some phone lines open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm going to tie a couple of threads here together, but I want to start out by saying a friend pointed out to me this morning that Ben Shapiro, who is a has been put forth by the powers that be in the media, everybody else is being banned on the conservative side except for three guests, Ben Shapiro. And it looks like they're angling to put him in to replace Rush Limbaugh, who, of course, Ben Shapiro is a unrepentant, a Jewish supremacist and Israeli firster.
Yes.
They'll want to have him or somebody like him to take over the audience and be basically the intellectual voice or conscience of the conservative party, the way that Limbaugh to an extent was.
Yes.
But watch and see the installation of Ben Shapiro. Watch that. The other thing it was kind of germane to what they were talking about with immigration and so on. You ever listen to Dan Carlin's hit, you know, histories, Mike. A guy named Dan Carlin.
No,
I'm
going to
write that name down. You'd like him.
Yeah.
And I don't always agree with the guy, but he makes me think. He has histories of the First and Second World War and Romans, and it's worth listening to. I'll send you one. Take a look at it.
Okay, but thank you.
Dan Carlin, there was one this morning, and, you know, I'm into military history. I know to the extent you are, too. He had one comparing, since he's done histories of World War One and World War Two, and a lot of his listeners have said, we want you to do a comparison on which was better, the German army of the First World War or the German military, or the German military of the Second World War. And he compared it. And one of the things, and I generally agree with him, that he came out in favor of a better military, a higher performing military, was the First World War German army. And the reason why, and I agree with this also, was if you take the Nazis out of the German high command and the ideology out of German foreign policy and everything else, and the way that they promoted people and placed people in position based on ideology, not on merit, which is what I'm getting to. And
yes.
And then you have them sitting on the jets for 2 years, you know, back and forth decisions, all the litany of things that they did wrong. And it's correct. And the point I want to make, going a long way around, is that that's what we're doing here. Everything is based on ideology now. The congressman was saying Proud Boys bad. Who else they say was bad? Proud Boys and who else?
Oath Keepers,
all bad. Antifa, however, the guys that actually burned down the cities and BLM, did billions and billions worth of damage, they're not bad. Nobody's declared them terrorists. Nobody's proposing that, not on the Democratic side. And so now we have ideologues, and we have people being appointed for diversity's sake, which is an ideology in its own right.
Yes.
I'm for diversity if you can get there through meritocracy. I don't care where you're from, and our immigration policy should be like one of those snooty bars, Mike, that were in L.A. I know when you were around in the 80s. You go to Beverly Hills, you wait in line, and the best-looking girls get in. The guys who can have enough money to tip the bouncer, you know, $100 or something, you know, only the select people got in, right? And the people we should be selecting is not based on race; it's based on what they can do for us. You know, high intelligence, engineers, doctors, nurses, people like software people, that kind of person should be getting in. And I'll make an exception for somebody who's got a suitcase full of money, but then they have to agree to learning the language and buy into the greater culture, which, of course, they're tearing down everything. But at any rate, all this is related with the immigration, the letting people in, the cancelization, the cancel culture, the demise of meritocracy, the rise of ideology rather than ability, and the great replacement.
Just like the former Soviet Union. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. And the point that Tom made, which is my last thing I'm going to say, is that the achievements of this country, the great achievements that this country did, great affluence, winning World War, coming in at World War II when we came in 1941, when it was like we were coming in at halftime of a football game, we were behind 40 to nothing, and we ended up running away 80-40, right? Winning the World War II, going to the moon. That was done with a 90% basically ethnically homogenous population. That was done when we were a nation rather than just a state. We're no longer a nation. And we were a meritocracy back then. This was, of course, the moon landing predated affirmative action. So our greatest achievements are behind us. And if we don't reform, and that's Love to hear what you had to say on that, Mike, but I'll get off now.
No, I'm in agreement. You know, I'm a firm believer in meritocracy. I don't think ideology should even be a factor in terms of, you know, job placement or advancement. You know, you want the best people for the job. You know, if I'm lying on that operating table, I don't want the guy holding the scalpel to have been given that position because he fit into one of these protected groups, like he's, you know, the right skin color, or he's LGBTQ, you know, and he may have like been on the verge of being thrown out of medical school, but for his protected status. And you know, I want the top qualified person flying that plane I'm riding on. And that's what meritocracy is. And certainly I think Washington, D.C. right now shows what happens when ideology supersedes meritocracy. And you get people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the former bartender, who is now a member of the House of Representatives. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call and the last segment of our program after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Hello, sir. I had a couple of things on my mind. I had heard a couple days ago Mr. Tom from Florida was wondering where I've been at. Well, I met a girl, and that's I'm going to leave it at that. And I wanted
okay,
to call
congratulations.
In and talk to you about the, yeah, I wanted to call in and talk to you about these nuclear codes. I've been hearing about how Pelosi wants Joe Biden to turn over the nuclear codes to her and to the Democrat Party. My first question is this, is that's never, ever been done in this country before, ever since we've had the nuclear football. And number two, I see Pelosi pulling a power grab and setting herself up to becoming, you know, president. And I'm really surprised that they're trying to pull the 25th Amendment on Biden now or setting it up now. I would have thought they would have
yeah.
waited a little bit of time. But I'm also seeing something else here with these nuclear codes. I see something a lot of people aren't talking about. Whenever they go to do this, you know, whenever they go to like, hey, we're going to vote to see to give the nuclear codes to Pelosi or the Democratic Party, that would be a perfect time for somebody to first strike us because we have no response to it. I mean, you can go
That's
back to presidential.
Very, very, very good point. That's a very good point. The reason the president was given the nuclear football is so that in the event we are attacked, he and one other member of National Command Authority could launch an immediate retaliatory strike. If that was removed to a Democratic committee, well, you know how long it takes those committees to come to. They can't even agree on what time to have their coffee. Now, in terms of maybe revoking the president's authority to conduct a nuclear first strike himself and put that back into Congress, that might not be a really bad idea. Given that Congress is supposed to be the body that declares war anyway.
So I agree. I totally agree with what you're saying. But I want to ask you about MAD, Meet to Assured Destruction. That was a really
yes.
good deterrent. Why can't we go back to that? I mean, because I really do see, you know, them pulling some type of shenanigans like this, and we do absorb a first strike. We do have a lot of enemies out there. China doesn't like us. I don't know about Russia. I wish we could just get along and have detente there. But
well, I
really
wish we could get along and have detente with everybody. But, you know, the other thing that we have to consider, there are so many people who want to get a war going with Russia or China or Iran that a United States nuclear weapon could be set off somewhere inside this country in order to kick off World War III for real. And Pelosi and the Democrats want to be able to choose who gets the retaliatory strike.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. The other thing, too, with PDD, I don't know if it's 60, 61, or 62, whatever one that Bill Clinton put in, where the United States absorbs a first strike, takes a first strike.
Yeah.
Doesn't this... all of this takes us out of the ball game. All of this takes us out of... We can't play if we take a first strike. I mean,
okay, well, Kevin, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. I'm sorry. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller's show. Apparently, Ralph Winterode is doing hour number one. Steve Elkins is doing hour number two. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We've got a huge electric bill to go and to pay this month, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.